Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the audio daily dose of daf, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We are in Erev in 48. The Gemara is talking about the disagreement in the Gemara about a sleeping person, if he acquires a Sabbath residence or not. The Tanaim disagree with Rav Yochanan ben Uri and hold that a sleeping person does not acquire a Sabbath residence, whereas he would. Sages say that he only has four amas. Rav Yehuda's ruling is apparently identical to Tam Kama. And then the Gemara answers that Rava explains the difference between them, the sages and Rav Yehuda, is whether to allow this person an area of 8 amos by 8 amos. The sages allow him an area of 8 amos by 8 amos. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda allows an area of only 4 amos by 4 amos. So this brings to mind for me the idea that we all have our dalet amos in this world. We all have our small aspect, our small ability to live in this world for, God willing, 120 years. You think about all the people in the world. You think about all the people that were present, that are present now. You think about all the people that will come to be present in the future, and you think about all the present that were, people that were present in the past. That's a lot of people, and we, in our lives, in our existence, is really a tiny speck in the idea of the creation of the human and all the history of mankind from the past till now and to the future. But we all are given our quote-unquote dalet amos. We all have our little particle, our little part of the world. Hashem gives us, God willing, a spouse, for those who don't have yet, but God willing, Hashem gives us a family, kids, a spouse, a house or an apartment, a place to live, hopefully, God willing, and a place to get to different places with a car, what the like. But Hashem gives us our space. He carves out for us our little particle in the universe, our little zone in the world. What are we going to do with that zone? Where are we going to go with that zone? What are we going to make sure to contribute to say that my zone, my 4 amos was worthy, my 4 amos was appropriate? How am I going to contribute to my little dalet amos of the world? How am I going to enact a difference in the world? I always talk about how you come into the world with grabbing, you're going to leave with not grabbing, but let loose. You come in wanting to grab everything and you let loose, not being able to take anything with you. But if you're given 120 years, what did you do to make the world better? What did you do to make the world better for having known you? What did you contribute that the world is better for having known you? You're only given so many years. Are you going to waste your years with derogatory talk and just snipping about the neighbors and being negative and cynical and nasty the whole time? Is that a way to live the 120 years, hopefully, that you're given? What a waste of time. What a waste of good years and a good life you could have used. You should come into the world doing the chesed you can, contributing in your dalet amos, being positive, being optimistic, saying good words, affecting others in a good way. You want it to be, after 120 years, they used to talk about a muster all the time, that they have really sweet, good things to say about you at your obituary, good things to say about you at your levaya after 120 years, not to be morbid, but think about what people will say about you. He was a really good person. He was a really good dad, a really good husband, a really good worker. He really made the world a better place having known him. He really tried to do what he could to contribute. She was a really good mom. She was a really good wife. She was an amazing teacher. She was an amazing therapist. She was an amazing doctor, lawyer, etc. But she did really good in the world. He did really good in the world. We have to make sure that we're doing what we can to contribute to our own dalet amos. We each have our dalet amos. As the Gemara talks about here, 8 amos or dalet amos given to the person. What do you do with your dalet amos? You find your gifts. You find your talents. You contribute. You use them to make the world a better place. If you're gifted with speaking or singing or writing or reading or teaching, whatever you're gifted with, or being a doctor and the like, you're gifted with something, you have to use it. You have to contribute. It would be a waste not to. We talk about a lot, always good to review. And as the Gemara here talks about your dalet amos, make sure to contribute using your dalet amos. Join us next time as we talk Erev in 49 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.